and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Get ready for incredible savings at Prairieland Partners. Backed by popular demand, you can now choose one of the following implements for free when you purchase a 1 through 3 series John Deere compact utility tractor. Elevate your productivity with your choice of a versatile pallet fork for heavy lifting, a rugged rear blade for precise grading, or a sturdy box blade for efficient earth moving. Visit them in store or online at PrairielandPartners.com to learn more.
Prairieland Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 22nd day of the month of April, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Senior Center Interim Director Carla Fessler and Board Member Jeff Hodges. Carla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're great.
Outstanding. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm good.
You have to be very pleased here, Jeff, with Carla Fessler coming on board with her first day on the job a week ago.
We're very excited. We took 3 months. All we were doing was just trying to keep the doors open and kind of figure out what was going to happen in this. And now we're excited that Carla's here. We can kind of focus on programming and getting things done for the community.
So, Carla, what prompted you to jump into this role?
Well, my little friend Jeff and his wife and his wife Sonia, they wanted to take us to dinner one night and talk to us a little bit about a past job I'd had at Camp Alexander and asked me, for some ideas. And then before the dinner was over, he started talking about interim director, and at first I said, I can't do that. And then, of course, the bug was in my ear, and then we kind of kept talking, and then the next thing you know, after a few months, I was offered the position. So it started with just giving a few tips. That's how it started.
Jeff, what was it about the tip thread, for lack of a better term, that really kind of prompted you and Sonia to say, hey, look, Carla can, maybe go from kind of this unofficial consultant role to the official interim director role as you continue to get the senior center refocused?
Well, I knew what she did out at Camp Alexander and the way Carla gets things done. And I'll tell you, this is kind of a funny story. She was on your radio station one day, and she was talking about needing a building. And after she got off the radio program, I called her and I said, Carla, I'll build you a building. And then just out of nowhere, we just went and got her a building for her. And that's how she gets things done. People want to help her and what she's involved in. It's successful. And, those kind of people follow Carla. And I knew that's what we needed at the senior center.
Carla, you've mentioned here, with us before that you like a challenge, as you said. One of the things I didn't ask you last week when I talked with you right after you'd announced this is kind of how your experience with kids, because you're known for Camp Alexander, your time as a teacher and counselor at several Emporia schools, how that experience may translate well into your new role dealing with seniors.
I think my experience with kids is not, and with all the fun things I've done, has kind of just led me to always want to try to find a way to help. Or I'm kind of a fixer. I want everything to be okay. I want everybody to be happy, which, the world can't quite be like that all the time. But that's kind of my personality lends it to being a helper and a fixer and a, so I think no matter the age or no matter the challenge, I just kind of put my head in that mindset and kind of just decide, okay, how are we going to make things better? How are we going to do something? And I kind of just go from there. I guess that's just me.
Well, Carla, you led Camp Alexander out of some tough times. There were some lean years with Camp Alexander, so some issues that they had out there, but you certainly dug in and showed a lot of passion and creativity, and Camp Alexander now is thriving once again, thanks in no small part to you and what you did. So what are we looking at here for the senior center? What do we need?
Well, before let me go back on that camp out. I want to always point out that none of that was just me. You know, it took a village. I had wonderful board members. I had wonderful helpers. I had people like Jeff who were just made me cry when he called me that day and said, I'm going to build you a building. And I said, for free? And he said, yeah. And I was, you know, it was just kind of, so it takes the community, and it's not just me. I feel like people say it's you, but it really wasn't. But as far as the senior center, it's slim right now. I don't know, in the past, I'm learning all the time, but we've lost a lot of people, a lot of funding, a lot of, I don't know, it used to be such a vibrant, busy center. I've talked to somebody just the other day who said, you know, I called bingo there for 7 years. I used to have scrapbooking club there. And so people are calling me now saying, hey, you know, now could we get back to doing things? And I said, oh my gosh, I would host someone every day if we could. You know, I just think getting people back in, showing people that it's a valuable service and it's very vital to our community for our seniors, I think that's so important.
How important too, I guess, really, as I guess a reintroduction here from your perspective, Carla, was the reset on bingo and getting bingo off to a successful start.
I'm going to let Jeff speak to that because the bingo was a success because of him. So I'll let him talk to you about that.
All right, Jeff, your turn here. From your perspective, how important was bingo to kind of not only get some, you know, some money in the coffers, but to kind of reintroduce the community as a whole to what you're all about?
We had, and it wasn't me. There again, it was a board, and kind of our board. That's the one thing we kind of wrapped around and came together was getting the bingo going. And they had, just things weren't right with it. They were canceling it and doing different things. And we came together and said, we're not going to do any of those things anymore, and we're going to have fun. You know, this thing's we're going to start having fun at bingo. And, you know, they were getting 20, 25 people at a time. We had 65 Tuesday night, 61, 40. I mean, it was the biggest crowd we'd ever had. And so for the week, we had over 100 people in there for bingo. And people are just starting to come back to that. And you know, that pays a lot of the bills for us.
Jeff, too, you know, what are some of the things that you see here that are maybe low-hanging fruit here for the senior center, and how does the board really help Carla, plus Carla help you here going forward from your mind?
Well, it's just like she said, all the people calling that are wanting to say, hey, we used to do this there, and we used to do that there. You know, all that had been pushed away for some reason, don't know why, don't really want to even get into it. But I feel like, as Carla does, we got to get bodies back in the building. You know, along with that comes success. So, you know, the little things, you don't think it's a big deal to have a group come in and play cards or come in and have coffee or whatever. But those things are huge. And kind of one of our ultimate things, we realize that, you know, some sort of a food program is what the community's asking for. And that's what we're really going to need help with from the community. But the folks miss coming in and having a meal there. And that's one of our major goals.
So right now, Jeff, what's the lineup weekly at the Senior Center? Well, obviously, we have bingo Tuesdays and Saturdays. What else? Do you have anything specifically set on days at the Senior Center right now?
We have chat with the chair. You know, people can come in and talk with Jan. We have that on Mondays, and just some little groups come in, kind of smaller groups of themselves, just kind of come in and use the place and play cards. Can you add to that, Carla? You're there all the time now.
Well, one thing I think it's kind of cool. I didn't know that we have a pool table, and it's a really nice pool table. I'd love to see some seniors or whatever just come in and play some pool. It'd be kind of fun for them to do. But last week when I was there with the chat with the chair, it was my first day there on Monday, a wonderful, beautiful group of ladies came in, and I knew quite a few of them because my mother's kind of in that age group, my mom and dad, and so they have homework, and they were going to go home over the week and come up with all the fun things that used to be done at the senior center and try to figure out, you know, tell me some things and some ideas. So consequently, today I'm not going to be there. My parents are moving into a senior living area, and I have to be there to move them. But I'm hoping that I can just – I love input from the public. I don't care what age you are or, you know, if you have a great idea or something we could do. I do know foot care, which I know a lot of seniors loved, is coming back in May. So we'll announce more about that later. They had to move for some reason, but they're coming back to the senior center. I know my dad was one of their clients, so he's glad to have them come back over.
And it sounds here, Carla, that really your immediate goal is to build out the network, reestablish or establish community communications and community relations before or maybe at the same time as you're starting to bring these programs back online.
Yeah, last week I had a wonderful meeting with Daphne Mertens at the United Way, who are in very much support of us at the Senior Center. So glad that we're, you know, wanting to rebuild and do the things we're going to do. She's given me some great ideas as far as resources, grants. I'll tell you a need right now is, I will tell you, I do not know how to build a website from scratch. And one of the grants, a couple of them actually, that I worked with last week that I looked at, need to have a website. And so if anybody wants to volunteer to build a website for us, that would be amazing. You could give me a call. I'll be there to help you and do whatever, but I just don't know where to start with that.
Jeff, how important is the social media side of things going to be here for you going forward?
It is, you know, and people don't think, you know, you think the seniors, oh, they're not into all that and stuff, but they are. And you also got to believe that the caregivers, a lot of them are into social media. So if we can get out and connect with the public through our website and, you know, and social media, Facebook, so on and so forth, I think that's going to be a tool for our success going down the road.
I think you're right. So if you can help with a website build or lead Carla down the right path there, get a hold of her at the Emporia Senior Center. Your help and guidance, much appreciated. Well, Jeff, hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thanks for all you do for us.
You bet, Carla. Thank you.
Thank you. And I was going to put out our phone number there if anybody wants to just give us a call. If we're not there, we have an answering machine. We'll check. It's 620-343-3160. And just give us a call or come see me.
All right. Thanks, Carla. Appreciate it.
Best of luck, Carla.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Yeah, the Emporia Senior Center's new interim director, Carla Fessler, and board member Jeff Hodges with us, Chuck, on our primetime newsmaker.
Okay, and if you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, we are almost full.